Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny today with a high near 62 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 40. And on Friday mostly sunny with a high near 67. And in the news, GOP Governor Hopeful Tim Michaels pumped another $5 million into his campaign over a 37-day period, bringing his personal commitment to the race to $15.7 million, according to a check of the latest campaign finance reports. Michaels, a construction executive, reported $5.4 million in receipts between July 26th and August 31st. He also spent $4.4 million and had another $1.2 million in the bank. By comparison, Democratic Governor Tony Evers reported nearly $4.6 million raised over the 37-day period, with almost $1.6 million of that coming through transfers from the state Democratic Party. Evers spent nearly $6 million over the 37-day period and finished August with almost $6.2 million cash on hand. Of the more than $400,000 that Michaels raised from others, almost half came from 10 donors who made their maximum contribution of $20,000 to his campaign after the primary. Evers reported more than $2.9 million from individual donors during the reporting period. That, according to an online article from WisPolitics. Michael spent $2.6 million on online ads and $3.1 million on TV, though less than $1.1 million of that was after mid-August. Evers spent $4.4 million on TV during the period and $266,000 on mail. He also sent $200,000 back to the state party to support its coordinated campaign efforts. In another 2022 election year report, two 21st century socialists from Milwaukee are set to join the Wisconsin Assembly, marking a return of this political perspective to the state legislature after an absence of more than three decades. Darren Madison Jr. won his primary against a Democratic opponent by a comfortable margin, while Ryan Clancy ran unopposed. Both candidates are in Milwaukee area districts. Madison in Assembly District 10, which includes a slice of the city's north side and adjacent suburbs, and Clancy in Assembly District 19, which is near the Lake Michigan shoreline, both north and south of downtown Milwaukee. Madison and Clancy have been endorsed by the Milwaukee chapter of Democratic Socialists of America, the largest socialist organization in the country, though they are also running under the Democratic Party banner and will appear on the November 2022 ballot with that affiliation. With no Republican challenger in either district, the candidates are set to win the general election on November 3rd and take their seats in the Assembly. This report came from PBS Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.